95.7 The Hog, Morning Hog Happy Hour is on. I am Riggs, and this is the Morning Hog Brew Review with Josh and Amelia from SR Barack.
Yeah.
Give up. Listen to the applause. Keep it going.
Yeah.
I didn't think that would work.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back.
Morning.
Good to see
morning.
You. How are you guys?
How's everything?
Good.
Whoa. Who's that dude?
That's a guy.
Is that Jeremy?
That's Jeremy.
Where's Jeremy from?
Veteran United Craft Brewery out of Jacksonville.
Veteran United Craft Brewery. Let's give them a little. So many people in this room. It freaked me out for a second. Well, good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
And we are, I see Jeremy brought beer. So, you know, not that you weren't welcome already, but when you bring beer, you're double welcome.
Exactly.
For sure. It's perfect for the brew review. And it is a big Memorial Day weekend ahead of us.
Very much so.
So very appropriate that you're here. Tell us all about what we need to know about your beers.
So we are based out of Jacksonville, Florida. We are owned, operated, and manned by mostly veterans. And there have been times we've been 100% veteran manned. Currently, we're right around 60. That's going to go up here soon. We're hiring. There's another veteran that's in the process possibly of being hired. And that's kind of what we try to do is we try to get veterans who are in the process of transitioning out and give them a resource to kind of to grow and develop these job skills to get out and go beyond there. Owned by two veterans. They flew together in Iraq, actually, back in the 89, 90, 91. Had a great time together. Our owner, Ron Gamble, he like I said, he flew in the Navy, did 8 years active duty. He's been in like a million startups. He's one of those guys always thinking next level. And he's had a whole bunch of startups and got into homebrewing 25, 26 years ago, I think. And he's been on it since.
So it wasn't a get back from the service and then get into something new. This was something he had been going to do for a long time.
Exactly. He was a homebrewer for a while. His wife bought him a homebrewing kit and he got into it and then went to the Siebel Academy in Chicago, which is one of the best brewing academies in America. And then from there, went and trained in Germany and the beer brewing techniques and brought that back here. Worked at a couple of different breweries in New England, a couple of different brew pubs. The biggest one he actually ran one of the Wachusett's facilities. That's a big brewery up in Massachusetts. And then got into wanting to do this himself. And he spent a year and a half kind of building the business plan. Picked Jacksonville. That's where his wife is from. And he was stationed down here back in the 80s and loved it. You know, loved the community. And so they chose Jacksonville to come down here and open. And we've been open since 2014. I've been in my position. I'm the sales manager since the end of 2019. And it's just phenomenal. It's nice. So much fun.
Josh, this is legit.
I mean, they know what they're doing over there. It's not just these guys that came out and decided, we like beer, we're going to brew it. No, there's actually passion behind it. There's, you know, education behind it. So they know what they're doing. Fantastic beers. And I think we're ready to crack one open.
Let's do it. Where are we going to start?
So we're going to start with our number one seller, our number one. It's called Raging Blonde.
Okay.
And it's my favorite can. Rosie the Riveter on the front. I hear this every time I bring it out. I hear, oh, I love Rosie. I love Rosie.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Rosie the Riveter.
Yes, it's
so good to use. And, you know, it's always so much fun. And this is a German-American style blonde. It's going to be super light, easy drinking.
Okay.
This is one of my favorites we make.
What's this one clocking in at?
Clocking in, I want to say 5.2% ABV.
Perfect. You know, Rosie the Riveter and I have the same biceps, but I flex to look a lot like yours.
I feel that.
Common, you know. It's all right here.
I figured you were the original model.
Right in this area. Sure. I think I pulled a bicep. let me just make it feel better right now with this tasty. Oh, man. Oh, that's robust.
Yeah, a lot of flavor. Even for a blonde, most blondes you're going to see don't have as much of the flavor up front. This is going to be all the flavor up front to finish nice and mild, crisp.
That's a lot. That's a lot of flavor. In
very
that.
Enjoyable.
Yeah,
easy
very
drinking,
smooth.
Crisp.
And this is actually one of the beers Ron is making while he was a home brewer. Not a lot of home brewers go to perfect a blonde ale or spend a lot of time on a blonde ale. They kind of bounce around, do what they want to do, do beers they want to do. And a lot of our stuff is mastering the basics, mastering the simplistic stuff. And if we can't finish that out or figure that out, what are we doing making any other kind of beer?
Okay.
So just see with our core beers today, it's a lot of basic stuff, a lot of German styles, but we excel in the basics and do such a good job at that.
Is it coincidence then that it is maybe the basic or the base of your beers, but it all is also the best seller? Is that coincidental or is
that just this is the one we've had on sale for the longest time.
Okay.
We launched with Raging Blonde ready to go.
Okay.
And then that's kind of the point of our brewery. We have a canning line. We're only second or third in Jacksonville, I have a canning line. So our business is all about getting cans and kegs out to market and getting behind an image like Rosie the Riveter and Buzz and Raging Blonde was kind of the getting us opened up.
By the way, how is that not a Pam Anderson movie, Raging Blonde? Is it? Have I forgotten? Is that one? I feel like she was in there.
You know,
it was Pam Anderson.
Yeah. I'll show you a picture.
Sounds about right.
I don't want to internet search her right now because the safe search is off here in the studio.
Oh, geez.
All right. That's a great start. Where would you like to take us next?
Our next up is going to be Fish Camp Pilsner. It's a German style Pilsner. It's going to be super crisp, super light, very, very mild finish. We actually did this beer. We had a restaurant group approach us a couple years ago saying, hey, we want a light beer. We want a light beer to be on tap 24/7. And they chose a Pilsner. We kind of did some work with them. They chose a Pilsner. Okay. And for a solid year, it was only available at the restaurant group in Jacksonville. And then after a couple months, we were saying, hey, there's potential with this. And our distributor reached out and said there's potential with it. And we launched it out. And it's quickly becoming our number two.
Okay.
Launched this in cans and in kegs to market in September 2019.
Okay.
And since then, it's like I said, quickly become our number two seller.
What is a fish camp, by the way? Josh, you got anything on that?
Yeah, have you ever seen those tents in the water?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Fish camp.
I saw where I was going.
I saw a SpongeBob episode that had been set up. That's what I saw.
It's for training.
Oh, it's where they learned.
It's Veterans United. It's the next level of American
Warrior. This one doesn't
have
not a whole lot of nose happening there.
No, they're not going to hold a whole lot of nose. And same thing, it's not going to be as filling in the flavor or in the body. It's going to be super light. This is my favorite beer we make. If you open my cooler, this is what I have. When I'm at the racetrack, I've got a cooler full of this. This is an all-day drinker beer.
But even when you said, when you were telling me it was super light like that, I expected less flavor. It's still very flavorful.
Yeah, still very flavorful.
Tons of flavor. The styles that they're doing, it's very hard to mask any imperfections.
Right.
And the fact that you're getting such clean beer just shows how well they're doing it. You
know? Yeah, we're a small team. We do everything ourselves. Our brew team is our head brewer. We just hired a new assistant. We have an intern that just started 2 weeks ago. Our owner, who's a master brewer, and myself. That's who does everything in the brewhouse. We have an operations manager who's been in and out the last couple of weeks, but that's everything who does everything with us. That's our guys. I mean, the production work, it's them. The canning, I've been doing that recently. It's us. It's a team move to do anything we do.
I love this. And Veterans United. I mean, gosh, what a better one to have. Did you plan this for this weekend, here Memorial Day weekend?
Every once in a while, I have a good plan.
You guys are...
Call Josh.
I like how you're moving. All right, what do we have? We got... should we do one more flavor on this side? Let's do it.
Yeah, let's
get one more flavor
on
this side. Why not? You're about to crack open a new one.
Next open is Scout Dog 44. We're really proud of this one at the brewery. It's a German-style alt beer. You're not going to find a whole lot of those in the market. An easier explanation is going to be a German-style amber beer. Okay. Much like a Yingling or a Fat Tire, you're going to have a lot of those same characteristics, a lot of the same color. We'll see exactly what I mean. We're really proud of this beer at the brewery as well. And the Scout Dog name is very specific. We've got he's a writer, and I forget his name exactly, but he comes in and he does book signings, and he's actually building the National Working Dog Monument for military working dogs.
Oh, really?
And ask almost anybody in the military that was in anything with ground force. I was a Navy Corps myself, and I was with the 2nd Marine Division. Our working dog was so important to everything we did.
Really?
I was embedded. He was embedded right there with us, just like I was.
Literally, I mean, you say scout dog, but literally going out before feet go on.
More than anything we did when we were in country, we had a dog with us, and he was one of the first things to touch ground in front of us because he could smell things we couldn't smell and could detect things we couldn't detect. So,
oh yeah, I feel like this is Oktoberfest-y.
Oh, already. Very much so. Very much so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Style.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of that same characteristic, but you still get a nice hop flavor to them as well.
Did you bring any sausage by chance?
I have some in my pocket.
Okay. Yeah. We do it. You know what? We'll do it on the break. I'll heat it up in the microwave. Microwaves are great for sausage. Well, this is really, I mean, what a great backstory too. Dogs, at least dogs that I've had, they love beer.
Yeah.
So,
a little bit here and there never hurt.
Think about maybe. I'm not going to share this one with my dog, but maybe. All right. Well, we're in the midst of a Veterans United sampler, and we'll tell you where you can get all these great beers. Of course, srparrott.com/beerfinder. You can check that out. More coming up on the Morning Hog Brew Review right here on 95.7 The Hog.